This poem actually took me 7 years to write, and it came out of my fascination with the figure of Alvar Núñez Cabeza de Vaca. He was a conquistador and came to the New World serving under the command of a very incompetent admiral, and they were shipwrecked. And he was rescued by a native tribe who then enslaved him. And because of his strangeness, because he was different from them in the same way that an aspect of nature was different from them, they thought that he possessed a particular power and that he could be ruined by not using that power, and they wanted to release it. And they ended up starving him in order to get him to agree. Now alone and exposed, approaching, he amassed his ochreous archive of blister and of bruise, the old fabulous atlas of faith in blood and smoke redrawn. Still, even the most exacting map dreams, omits and lies, brindled with sums and suppositions. Every step makes him more wilderness. He goes interiorly to trade conches, sea snails, and screw beans for red-dyed deer tail tassels and the arrowmaker's sinew and flint, between ragged bands surrounded by enemies, enthralled by visions that command them to bury their sons alive. Girls whose marriages would multiply their foes become meat for their dogs. Where were the jades, turquoises, Zanzibar? Where the sacred monsters, cannibals, or kings fielding legions of dog-headed warriors? Husbands groaned, bucked by pain onto the dirt when wives gave birth, and both sexes wept strenuously after any absence, overjoyed to see each other again in no essential changed. Had any man traveled farther than he?